Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. Well, President Trump put out a post last night that just absolutely blew up the legacy media, mainstream media. It was amazing to see how quickly it absolutely took and went viral last night. One of the things that you have to understand is Donald Trump posts most of his thoughts, policies, executive orders, decisions on his social media platform known as Truth Social. Well, about 15 hours ago last night, President Trump said, "I am pleased to announce that the interim authorities in Venezuela will be turning over between 30 and 50 million barrels of high-quality sanctioned oil to the United States of America. This oil will be sold at its market price, and that money will be controlled by me. As President of the United States of America, to ensure it is used to benefit the people of Venezuela as well as the United States. I've asked Energy Secretary Chris Wright to execute this plan immediately. The oil will be taken by storage ships and brought directly to unloading docks at refineries here in the United States." Posted that last night at 6:46. Well, if you look at the current price, market price of oil, just doing some round numbers here simply, $60 a barrel, even though it's dropping slightly below that, times 50 million barrels, folks, you're talking about $3 billion immediately. Now, it's kind of interesting because he mentions that he is going to ensure that it's used to the benefit of the people of Venezuela and the United States. So if he splits it even 50-50, it'll be $1.5 billion that the United States will receive for reimbursement toward the law enforcement exercise that was supplemented by the military in basically capturing Maduro and bringing him to trial in New York. Venezuela's $1.5 billion, Trump is claiming, is going to be used toward a new government, probably, most likely, a new election, that the United States will be there supervising, watching to make sure that it's done openly and fairly, to basically elect new leadership for their country, and then completely withdrawing from Venezuela, but making sure that they are set up, running, and operating in a new government system. Well, the media, the liberals, completely lost their mind. So basically, he captures Maduro and then goes for the oil. No, this is not what happened. The government, the interim government that is there in Venezuela, interim authorities have volunteered to do this voluntarily, surrendering their oil. Now, the biggest problem, of course, is that they do not have right now any way of increasing their oil production. Not too long ago, before Hugo Chavez and then Maduro took over, they were producing 5 million barrels of crude oil every single day. 5 million barrels. Well, under both Hugo Chavez and Maduro, it began to decline down to below 1 million barrels a day. Donald Trump is saying, nope, it's time to get that oil flowing again into the world supply. So basically, he is taking charge of that and making sure that it gets done as soon as possible. Very, very interesting post, very interesting reaction by the liberal progressive. Now, also, you may have remembered that Donald Trump started this taking of Maduro, capturing him and bringing him to justice. Well, one of the things that he started doing last fall was bombing these boats, these high-speed boats that were bringing drugs potentially into the United States. Well, where does maritime law apply to the interdiction, seizure, and destruction of stateless vessels in international waters? Well, the media and even some rhinos have been criticizing President Trump's plan to sink boats in international waters that are carrying drugs and other contraband destined for the United States. However, what the anti-Trump media and political class fail to explain is what is exactly the law pertaining to international waters. A boat in international waters that is not running a national flag is categorized in international law as a pirate ship. Such boats have absolutely no national or international protections, and you cannot commit a war crime against them. A vessel in international waters is required to sail under the flag of a specific nation. If it does not, legally, it is considered a stateless vessel. Stateless vessels have no right to any protections normally afforded to ships that sail under a national flag. Most notably, they have no immunity from interference by other countries. Customary maritime law spells out the consequences very clearly. Number one, stateless vessels have no sovereign protection. A flagged ship is an extension of the flag the state's sovereignty flies under. A stateless vessel cannot. With regards to matters of war crimes, presupposed protected persons or property doesn't apply. Stateless vessels are therefore legally unprotected. Any state or country may stop, board, search, seize, or destroy and disable a stateless vessel. Maritime law does not require states to risk their own personnel or assets while doing so. Disabling a vessel that refuses inspections, including firing on it, is legally permitted under long-established maritime practice. Why? Because they technically fall under the definition of being a pirate ship. War crimes require an armed conflict. You cannot commit a war crime outside of an armed conflict. War crimes can only occur within the context of an international humanitarian law. Enforcing maritime law against a stateless vessel is a law enforcement action. Therefore, war crimes do not exist. War crimes are not possible. Point number four. Lethal force may be used when a vessel refuses lawful orders. International Maritime Organization's use of force guidance for maritime interdiction recognizes that disabling, firing upon even with lethal force, is lawful. When a vessel refuses lawful boarding, attempts to flee, possesses a threat, or, and this is critically important right here, engages in illicit activities such as piracy or narcotics trafficking. Once again, law enforcement rules apply, but not the IHL. Sinking a stateless vessel is not prohibited by international maritime law. Maritime law permits seizures of a stateless vessel and leaves the means entirely to the enforcing state, to use necessity and proportionality as they see fit. If the vessel flees, attacks, refuses lawful commands, sinking it is legally permissible. Many states routinely do this to drug smuggling vessels without it ever being treated as a crime. Very simply, no flag, no country, you therefore get no jurisdictional shield. Even ships that carry a false flag, a flag that is a country where it is not recognized, is unlawful. While the oil tanker that was seized recently by the U.S. was carrying a false flag. Donald Trump seized the ship and its contents. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention to safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams 10. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two, doing a little housekeeping here on the text messages. I apologize, I didn't see these coming in earlier. Patriot Pat says, just as important to voting this year is the initiative to repair the voting process. Well, a lot of things are happening with the qualified voter files at the local level. CheckMyVote.org website is being used by regular citizens to check addresses as to see who's registered to vote, both at vacant lots, which have street addresses, as well as commercial buildings. Nobody can be registered to vote at a commercial building. Commercial buildings cannot be a residence. You can't list your business address as your domicile, as your residence. Therefore, you can't be registered to vote there. Nobody can. So again, if you'd like the link, just text me CMV. Check my vote, CMV. If you text me CMV, I'll send you the link to the website specifically for Michigan. When you get the link, you click on it, and then all you got to do is put in an address. Put in your own address. Check to see who's registered at your home. Put in your neighbor's address. If you know the address of certain businesses in your area, put those addresses in and check them as well. So absolutely correct, Pat. Agree with you 100%. Jim, down in Toledo, I'll make an adjustment here at the top of the hour and see if we can increase the volume on this microphone. He says he's been listening to us since Brian Summerfield and I used to do the show together. And he said, your ads are appearing to be louder than your microphone. So I'll go into the studio and make a change and see if we can boost it. Let me know if it's better in the third hour. Appreciate that, Jim. Also, another text message. Donald Trump is basically now protecting the Western Hemisphere. This comes from Jake, a listener over in Wolverine. He says, if you look at it, he's completely kicking out China, Iran, and Russia from our hemisphere, splitting the world basically in half. And additionally, there's been increased conversations by the president about working out a deal with Denmark for Greenland. He says it's a national security interest of the United States to take control of Greenland. Actively going to pursue it with Denmark and the people of Greenland themselves. We already have a military base there, but recently the oceans in the area have been occupied with Chinese and Russian ships, and it's making Donald Trump very, very nervous. So between South America, Latin America areas, countries, Venezuela, Colombia, other surrounding countries down there, he's also got his eye on Greenland. With all of it falling under the preview, folks, of national security of our hemisphere. That's basically what he's doing. He's taking the Monroe Doctrine and putting it on steroids. And the media is just absolutely losing their minds. Well, Donald Trump is term limited out. Donald Trump has basically 3 years and 13 days left until he leaves the Oval Office. January 20th of 2029, the next president will be sworn into office, and Donald Trump, Melania Trump, will be escorted out of the Oval Office, White House, and fly off into the sunset. Question's going to be, is it going to be J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio? Some are even saying Tulsi Gabbard, members of his cabinet, and the vice president being elected as the next Republican president? Or will it be Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, even J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois? Well, we're going to see. Some are saying Kamala Harris is going to try to make a run again in 2028. We're living in very interesting times, folks. So this is going to be a very important election this year here in Michigan, and it will affect the president and his ability to finish off his final term. We got some other stories lined up for you. Final hour today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of